WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Here's a word you may have run across when reading forecast discussions: cyclogenesis. Cyclogenesis is the development or strengthening of a cyclonic circulation in the atmosphere, a low-pressure area. Cyclogenesis is a term that covers several different processes, all of which result in the development of some sort of cyclone. Cyclogenesis can occur at various scales, from the micro scale all the way up to the synoptic scale. Extratropical cyclones form as waves along weather fronts before occluding later in their life cycle as cold core cyclones. Mid-latitude cyclogenesis often occurs when an upper trough of intermediate wavelength, around 1,500 to 3,000 miles, interacts with a surface frontal zone. The low-pressure system grows in the presence of vertical wind shear, that is, winds increasing with height, and thermal instability, or convection. Tropical cyclones form due to latent heat driven by significant thunderstorm activity and are warm core systems. The Norwegian cyclone model is an idealized formation model of cold core cyclonic storms developed by Norwegian meteorologists during World War I. Yes, that was World War I. The main concept behind this model relating to cyclogenesis is that cyclones progress through a predictable evolution as they move up a frontal boundary, with the most mature cyclone near the northeast end of the front and the least mature near the tail end of the front. Well, it's time to head out for supper before my spouse has a cyclogenic meltdown leading to storm formation. If you want to know about a weather term, you can drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.